Welcome to this APTA podcast, bringing you coverage of the 2017 NEXT Conference and Exposition in Boston, Massachusetts. During NEXT, we conducted multiple interviews with conference lecturers and association leaders, which we broadcast live via Facebook. You can watch those videos at apta.org/next/news, or you can listen to podcast versions like this one, which are available via iTunes or at apta.org/podcasts. We're back at NEXT 2017 here in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Jason Bellamy, and I'm joined by APTA's President Sharon Dunn. Sharon, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
So we are, do you know what day it is even? I'm going to ask you.
It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Yeah. It is Wednesday night, and your week here at NEXT starts much earlier. And I actually want to start there and sort of take people through your week.
Okay.
You met with the board of directors.
So I'm going to have a hard time remembering.
Yeah.
I got here Friday night, and then Saturday we had a board meeting that was about 4 hours long, and then Saturday evening we had a reception with component leaders. All day Sunday we spent with our component leaders, presidents, chief delegates, and section and chapter presidents. We celebrated the retiring presidents, and that was Sunday, and then Monday is a period when APTA does its elections process,
yep.
So it's a downtime and an opportunity to kind of catch up on,
for
the work.
You.
Yes,
right.
Downtime for me.
Yes,
this go around, and it's a very wonderful time for the candidates and the delegates to meet each other, and then have the elections at the opening of the House on Monday night. And then the House begins its work Tuesday, all day Tuesday. Then this morning we wrapped up the House business, had a closing ceremony this afternoon, and here we are kicking off NEXT.
Here we are kicking off NEXT. Yeah, the opening event is just a few hours away. And so that gives the people, it's a big, long week for you here. And some themes, though, of this week are already emerging. A theme of better together, and I want to talk about that, and a theme of bold moves.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, before I forget, Sharon addressed the House on Monday night, on elections night. If you're an APTA member, you can see the entirety of that address. Go to apta.org/livestream. The archive from the House of Delegates is there. You can watch President Sharon Dunn's address. You can watch APTA CEO Justin Moore's address that followed immediately after. So if you want to get a sense of those conversations and what that dialogue was, you can go there. But let's go to this Better Together thing. One of the things that was talked about with component leaders was partnerships and APTA's effort there. So first of all, what's APTA trying to do? Basically, the big announcement, to the degree that there was an announcement, was the idea we're trying to formalize this partnerships process. So what are we looking for out of partnerships at this point? What are we trying to focus on?
We're trying to look at win-win relationships with other organizations, because APTA, in the environment that we find ourselves right now in health delivery, can't do it alone. And to be able to meet our transformative vision, we need to reach out and establish win-win relationships and partnerships with people in the healthcare space, people in the public service and social issue space, and identifying those groups that have shared missions, shared values with APTA are going to be critical during this time.
And those relationships, by the way, include, you and Justin have made a concerted effort to go back and repair some relationships that for APTA maybe had fallen apart.
Right. We call this the reconciliation tour, because for a long time APTA has been about pursuing Vision 2020, which was about self-determination and autonomous practice and direct access. And when you have an aggressive legislative agenda like that, you create some challenges in the relationships with some of those partners. So we've reached out to partners in the healthcare space. We're working with setting up appointments with groups like AOTA, the National Association of Athletic Trainers, and the orthopedic surgeon groups, and PM&R docs. So we're very intentional about repairing some relationships and forging ahead with relationships so that we can use the things that we have in common to move the profession and healthcare forward to meet society's needs.
Yeah, and you referred obviously to our past when sort of physical therapy is sort of elbowing its way into the room and trying to stake mm-hmm. claim for some solid ground. But we're 4 years away from APTA Centennial, which means we're 4 years away from going into the next 100 years of the profession. And that's been then the other theme. What bold moves are important over the next 4 years to position us for the next 100 years? Obviously, just to close the loop on partnerships, we're not going to be able to elbow our way around for the next 100 years. So
no.
It's time to change there.
Yep.
When you're talking about bold moves, I'm not going to ask you to list all of the bold moves we might make. But give people a sense, and again, people can go to your address to the House to get a little bit more clarity. Mm-hmm. But what might some of these bold moves be?
We're looking at navigating the current landscape so we can tee up a bright future for the profession. So one bold move, for instance, is to create an educational model for the future that's lasting. So that's bold for the profession to come together and have the professional will to look at what education needs now and in the future. Now is the time to plan for a 20-year ahead mark and looking at what the profession needs as far as post-professional education, clinical practice preparation, and all coming together on the same page now so that we can plan. So that would be a transformative change. Another change is as simple as looking at APTA's logo and the brand that we have for APTA and our components. That's 18 sections and 51 chapters. And is there a way to unify our brand so that the public and our members know what to expect from our brand promise?
Yeah, let me cut you off there real quick and just to make sure people understand. So APTA has the MoveForwardPT.com brand to brand a profession mm-hmm. for consumers. This is about what is APTA and APTA in Kansas and then the orthopedic section. It's about putting all those entities under one sort of unified brand.
Right. And we started that conversation with components at CSM in San Antonio in February and just beginning the conversation. But it would be nice to have that decision made and unveil a new brand for the association in 2021. That's exciting. Oh. The other thing, one of the other things we're thinking about doing is, there's so many of them.
Well, diversity was a big thing in the House too, so let's talk
true.
About that one.
So we've tried to look at diversity within the organization, the profession for years, and we recognize we've not moved the needle enough in this area. So there was a motion before the House to take some bold steps towards making diversity a priority, to bring diverse populations into the profession so that the populations that we treat, you know, have a healthcare provider that is similar to them as one of the goals there. So to bring in diverse populations within the organization to help us make a difference there would be huge. That motion passed the House unanimously, and it's one of our bold moves to make diversity and inclusion and engagement a priority of the association.
So then the bold move that was most immediate, and if you're an APTA member, you received an email about this already, there was the announcement that APTA will build a new headquarters. For people who don't know, there are about 180 staff in Alexandria, Virginia that support the national efforts of the American mm-hmm. Physical Therapy Association. So what we're talking about is giving them a new place to work, but also there's an idea of really creating a place that's more public and a workplace for the future. What are your thoughts on that announcement?
Yep. I was thrilled to make it on behalf of APTA's Board of Directors. It was something the board voted unanimously to do in April. Given all of the information that we had, we collected data over a 2-year time, and the information that we had made it not only feasible but advisable to make that move. It's thrilling to know that you're going to build a workplace that has the same identity of the profession. It'll be new. It'll allow new technologies to be incorporated in our headquarters, which is exciting for you, I bet.
Sure.
and the new generation, and then it will have space in it where our members can connect to the headquarters of APTA and to showcase who we are to the public. It's going to be right across the street from a metro station that has how many people go by that a
lots.
Day? A lot, like millions.
That's the number, lots.
Yeah, lots and lots. But anyway, we're thrilled. The APTA Board of Directors is excited. It made financial sense for us to make this investment because APTA's headquarters is an asset.
Right.
And we
Because we own the current buildings that we're in, right?
Correct. Yeah. So we want to preserve that asset and pay it forward for the future of the profession and generations coming behind us. We're excited.
Absolutely, and we should be excited. People who show up at Next are excited. It's where the McMillan lecture happens. It's where the Maley lecture happens. It's where the Oxford debate happens. People come to be inspired, hear new ideas, all of that. In your address to the House, you referenced some past McMillan lectures to sort of give you a source of comfort. And so my big picture question to you is, you know, of all the people in your career that sort of inspired you, or the lectures that you sat in, I'm not going to ask you to quote them off the top of your head, but like, what are the ones that really sort of, you know, made the hair stand up on your arm, right? Yeah. What are the ones that really kind of got your attention?
Well, Geneva Johnson's Macmillan lecture in 1980, it was either 85 or 87. It was given in New Orleans, and she spoke about the future of the profession of physical therapy education. And then she was saying we would be at the doctoral level. And lo and behold, it happened. And so people assumed she was crazy at the time. And here we are 20 years later with a DPT. So that was one inspiring lecture that I was able to see. Gail Jensen gave a great lecture on learning and the importance of being a learning organization. And I think that's something that APTA is creating, a spirit of inquiry and debate and change. And change is challenging, but either change or don't. And with the environment like it is, there's lots of work for us to do. So Gail Jensen's lecture was helpful there. And then, of course, Charles Magistro, his lecture about never lose sight of the basic tenets of the profession is about patients and our ability to impact lives. So that's incredibly inspiring. Alan Jetties, I could go on, because this is what I do when I'm beyond my pay grade as president of the APTA. I go to a stack of Macmillan lectures. I've got an old binder clip in my office, highlights, circles, and through the years of things that were meaningful to me in my career, and especially now when I'm needing guidance or inspiration. Those people really had their heart in the profession, and they still inspire us today.
So that's what happens here at Next. She's APTA President Sharon Dunn. I'm Jason Bellamy, and we'll be back with more broadcasts in just a little bit.
For more podcasts like this one, go to apta.org/podcasts or search APTA Podcasts on iTunes. Don't forget to mark your calendar for Next 2018 in Orlando, Florida, June 27th through 30th.